Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So, John, the big news this morning from Afghanistan, both contenders are claiming victory.
And they've counted votes.
Well, the vote is in process. Government officials say they will have a final result September 3rd. They may be able to get a result even earlier. The campaign teams for both incumbent Hamid Karzai and ex-foreign minister Abdullah Abdullah both say that they have won an outright majority.
Which would be at odds with what we've been reporting, that there's expected to be a runoff, but we'll have to see.
Exactly. And with us to discuss the election is Brian Katulis. He is an election observer for Democracy International. Brian, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me on the program.
So set the mood for us right now. What are you seeing on the streets of Kabul?
Well, on the streets of Kabul, it's actually a bit more lively today than it was yesterday. Yesterday was a bit of a ghost town because of checkpoints and restrictions on vehicle movement to address the security concerns. It seems that people did show up to vote in Kabul, more so perhaps than in other parts of the country. But today is, you know, it's quiet. It's a Friday. It's the day before, I think, Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan starts. And as far as the elections go, it's a very mixed and murky picture because we're only getting partial information. We're getting the two candidates, as you mentioned, in the lead-in, spinning people in terms of they won, and much like we see people in the spin room after a debate in our country.
Right.
And it's just way too early to tell.
So, Brian, how are Afghans reacting to these claims? Are they, you know, sort of watching intently? Are they getting into arguments? What are you seeing?
Well, I think today, and this is just my own subjective interpretation, is that perhaps many Afghans are just moving beyond and not paying too much attention to the spin, and they're anxious to see the results. The Independent Election Commission, the Afghan-led body that actually manages the election process, just had a press conference here about an hour ago here in Kabul. And they said that they finished counting the presidential ballots around the country, but they don't yet have a count. They'll have a preliminary result Monday morning is what we're hearing. So I think, and this is just my own interpretation, I think many Afghans were waiting to see official information and not listening terribly too closely to the different spin from the different candidates.
You know, what we were hearing in the lead up to this election, Brian, is that there were vast differences province to province, whether the turnout was high or low. The Taliban had enormous impact in certain places, perhaps almost none in areas like Mazar-e-Sharif. Does the count or even preliminary suggestions of the count reflect that at all?
Well, what we're hearing from our observers, and I can speak, you know, most clearly to that, is that it's a very mixed picture, as I said at the outset. I mean, on the positive side, the process did go forward in many parts of the country in the face of violence and some vicious threats from the Taliban. On the negative side, it does seem like a significant number of voters were disenfranchised by this violence and the threats. We had an observer team in Ghazni, which is only about an hour and a half outside of the capital, and they were, in essence, in a combat zone. I mean, they were unable to go out and about, and it seems that some people were just not able to vote in some parts of that province because this is a war. I mean,
wow.
And it's a remarkable thing to try to hold an election in a war. And it's I think, very important to help people understand that context, that this did go forward, but it seems that large numbers to be lower.
Let me push back on that a little bit here, just briefly, because, I mean, there's a clear political interest in the Obama administration saying, hey, we held the election no matter what. And election monitors,
right,
I think, are certainly accustomed to observing corrupt practices, and we had reports of those leading up to this election. But what's the threshold,
right,
in a combat zone situation where, I'm sorry, you have to say, look, this is not a legitimate election because too many people were disenfranchised because of the security situation, and Obama can't claim, hey, the heroic people voted, because we really don't have the numbers to support it.
Well, I'd say two things to that. I mean, first, in terms of legitimacy, ultimately it will be the Afghan people that will have to determine that. We, as independent, you know, international observers, our primary goal is to offer some recommendations on how to improve the mechanics. So a lot of the questions of legitimacy are a bit beyond our brief and actually will need to be determined by the Afghan people. And then second, going to the policy question, I do believe, and this is my own view, that there really is a serious question of if the leaders that emerge from this election are seen by the Afghan people of not having the legitimacy that they need, it calls into serious question some of the Obama administration's goals of advancing governance and economic development here. And that's just, you know, my own view as an analyst. I think it creates serious challenges. But we're way too early in this process. You know, the votes are still being tabulated, and we need to see how the Afghan people react.
So, Brian, getting back to the question of violence, leading into the election, we heard the Taliban threatening to cut off the fingers of people who voted. You know, that the blue ink, of course, would be the giveaway. Has there been any kind of retribution?
As yet, we've not heard that, but there's actually a young man in the studio here with us who actually voted yesterday, and he mentioned to us he's reluctant to go back to his home province until the ink fades from his finger.
No, I had read.
So it's. Wow.
Sorry, I had read, though, that the government was going to set up special chemicals so that people could wash off that blue ink very quickly. That hasn't happened.
It actually has happened. The ink was washed off by one of the presidential candidates yesterday, Barsha Dost, who was, you know, third or fourth coming in at the polls. And he was trying to make the point that this, you know, look, the ink you can get off very easily here. And this means that people could vote two times or three times.
So unbelievable,
it's something
detail,
like, you know, that American voters could not possibly relate to it.
Around the world, you've got Australians where it's illegal not to vote. OK, in the United States, if you didn't vote, you're viewed as kind of like a loser. And it's a matter of life or death in Afghanistan, Brian. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, for some people, it really is. And I think I was struck, and this is just my own view, when I went out to the polls here in Kabul. At one polling center, it was actually quite crowded, and they actually allowed me into a women's polling center because they're segregated by gender here. And the mood was quite festive and, in fact, maybe even defiant, because I asked some of the voters, well, did you fear coming out? And they said, no, absolutely not. And we want to express our voice in the ballot box. And I went to another polling station, and it was a ghost town. And this was just 2 or 3 kilometers mm-hmm. away. So I think it varied quite a lot. And it was a tale of many different elections out here. And frankly, this early in the process, it's hard for us as independent observers to call, you know, I don't think there's an easy, simple line just yet. We're hearing, you know, from the Obama administration it's a success, but they have an interest in doing so.
Well, Brian,
we have a different job.
Brian, I want to thank you for your bravery to be there to be monitoring and observing these elections. That was Brian Katulis, election monitor with Democracy International. And please tell the young man in your studio with you that we honor him as well.
Yes. Well, and a great picture of what happened yesterday in
Afghanistan.
Incredible.